This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled to be joined today by someone who's had a brilliant career and now serves as Chief Innovation Officer. We're joined today by Tracy Elmer. Tracy's been at Rady Children's Hospital for nearly 11 years, also served as an adjunct professor of informatics and health information management. Now has served for the last few years as the CIO, the Chief Innovation Officer of TrueCare. We'll talk about what she's doing and what she's excited about, advice on innovation, and a lot more. Tracy, can you take a moment, tell us about yourself, and tell us about what you're doing today?
Yes, thank you so much, Scott, for having me and for that beautiful intro. You know, I am, as you mentioned, the Chief Innovation Officer for TrueCare. We're based in beautiful North San Diego County. Couldn't ask for a better place to be. And I just absolutely love what I do. I think being in our world, we have endless opportunities to really bring solutions right forward through many different ways. And certainly technology and informatics plays a key role. And so I've really enjoyed my time in that space. And I think here at TrueCare, my role oversees clinical informatics, information technology, project management, and analytics. And I always really like to start by just talking up the team because they really are the ones who are the magic makers and make all the difference. And I think what we all do together is we just bring a very curious mind to the table and an enthusiasm for learning and to really, again, tackle even the most complex of problems and challenges. And I think we, as you know, find ourselves in just the perfect time to bring these key talents forward. And so it's exciting to be here in this space and really making a difference for our patients and our diverse communities that we serve.
And tell us what TrueCare does. Tell us a little bit about that organization.
Oh, thanks for asking. Yeah, we, you know, we are a community health center, and we have 11 beautiful state-of-the-art clinics located throughout Southern California, most of which in North San Diego County. We offer many diverse services, of course, starting with prime focus on primary care and prevention and care. And of course, we also offer dental care, pediatric support, women's health, and behavioral health, which is really most critical, especially the times we find ourselves in. And we're very proud to serve, you know, the highest quality of care and assuring all the while that it's not just accessible, but affordable. And really tackling, you know, all the ways in which we can provide care, whether in the four walls or now doing so more so in a virtual way. And so that's been a big shift for us in the last, obviously, 18 months since the pandemic evolved. And very proud, again, to represent and support our community at large.
Well, just fantastic. Talk a little bit about community health centers today and what you're seeing with COVID-19. Give us a sense of what you're seeing today. Vaccine hesitancy, is COVID-19 up? What are you seeing out there today?
No, that's a great question. I think that, you know, certainly the continued focus for us as a health center has never been more powerful. Where, again, we serve our patients here in our clinics, but it's so much about our outreach and really going to where patients are and doing our best to meet them where they are. And education and support and all the different ways we can provide it are a huge way in which we can engage our patients to allow them to have less vaccine hesitancy, to better understand how a healthier community supports them, or healthier patients supports a healthier community, and they all are intertwined. And I think what makes community health and what we do even, I will say, more special is it's more than just healthcare. It's community care. It's the whole person wellness. And I love how we serve and do outreach around supporting food insecurity, supporting homelessness, making sure we are critically and strategically aligned with other organizations who serve those who need it most, and really, again, looking at the whole needs of our patient, right? And that, I think, is what makes community health even more special. And it's always heartfelt, compassionate care that's being offered, but it's all those other outreach activities that just really define us critically different.
In the role of Chief Innovation Officer for a great system, community health centers, how do you focus your efforts and tell us what you're most excited about currently?
Well, certainly, as you just were hearing me chat, the mission-driven focus is really where it begins. And of course, we have a key strategy and a plan that we follow, and that gives me a lot of emphasis around the priorities. And I think as we use that to help us define efforts, you know, my focus is certainly on the whole plan, but it will always start with people and our team. And I think, you know, frankly, it's never been a more important time for us to really focus on team and taking care of them. And I think it's always been important to offer an environment that's engaging and to really focus around balance of work with life. Yet, as you know, I mean, now more than ever, it's so critical for us to find a way to support our team and their health and well-being beyond the way we always have. And I think I'm excited really about what we're doing around looking at the flexibility with how folks work, for example. You know, the pandemic brought about a need for more of a remote workforce that was not a standard model of working in our world, you know, 18 months ago or 2 years ago now. Now we're actually focused on structured, sustainable programs that support that. But I think, as you would agree, it's so critical to not lose the connection, right? As some folks go to work remote, whether full-time or part-time, it's so critical to remember that what we're in it for, who we are, what, how powerful we are together, and finding again that that's where the structure and formality comes in to make sure we maintain that super connectedness. And again, you know, all of it comes back to just the overall wellness. And I'm very proud that our executive team and our board have really made culture a very specific focus for our future strategy and some of the support and endorsement we've already had for moving forward with, for example, a new diversity and wellness director, and of course, a wellness committee that's really made up of folks who, you know, are throughout, represent the diversity of our organization. So that's a little bit about my focus today.
Well, that's fantastic, though. And take a moment, Don. You've had a great leadership career. What advice would you give to emerging leaders?
First and foremost, I think it's so critical to have a mentor and someone who isn't just there to give you the standard career advice, but also create like a tribe, if you will, around you that will tell you the good, but also the, hey, here's what you really need to work on, and be unafraid to take the advice that maybe will feel uncomfortable at times, right? You know, and I think that's how what shapes us is all the things doing great, that's wonderful, but what are the things we could do better? And I think having a mentor is someone you can entrust and seek that type of advice from ongoingly. I also think that it's important to remember as you emerge in the leadership career and in just in your expertise or knowledge, it's true that we really never stop learning. And I really think it's important to always maintain a curious and open mind. And as I like to say, always be in discovery mode, right? I think there's a lot to gain with that. And then finally, I would say always be authentic. I think, you know, being true to thyself is really just the way to go, way to lead, way to be. And it's really where your character shines. And I think it just makes a big difference in how we advance within our career, but most important, how others see us and how they will find us more supportive and approachable if we are always who we are authentically are.
And I think that's fabulous. So really, three pieces of advice is find mentors. It's just so helpful on so many levels, like finding an executive coach, a personal coach, find a mentor, whatever you can, and more of a tribe than any single mentor. Second is this concept of voracious learning. Never stop learning. Be curious. Enjoy it. Find it interesting. Learn. And third, this concept of authenticity. And we were just talking about this with one of our kids interviewing. And well, you have to dress up. Well, you have to behave well. You have to be yourself. The more that you're yourself, the more real it is. The more you're trying to speak in slogans or be something you think somebody wants you to be, the worse you are. The more that you're your authentic self, that's a far better place to be, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's funny, I was thinking that, you know, about how that's the number one interview point of advice is just be you. And you think to yourself, well, what does that mean? And then you realize, oh, it's just be you. And I think that it, for me, has always served to be a great way to always approach any change in life is just be me. That's who you are. Be proud.
100%. It's really true. And you hear this when people are themselves, it sounds right. When they try and be somebody else or try and fit into a different spot, it comes off stilted or awkward. And it just isn't, right. It doesn't mean you don't have to behave better when you're in public and be maybe your more grown up version of yourself, but it's really being yourself though. Anyways, Tracy, what a pleasure to visit with you. I want to thank you for taking the time with us to join us today and to tell us about TrueCare and community health centers and just what you do. And thank you very, very much for joining us on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. What a pleasure to visit with you.
Thank you so much, Scott. I really appreciate your outreach and for taking the time to talk with me.